Local volunteers Don Holmes and Scott Roberge secured the orca carcass on the beach at Portage Bay last October after moose hunter Greg Lutton reported the find. The local Marine Mammal Center is part of a statewide marine mammal stranding network that responds to beached and entangled whales. Holmes says finding an orca carcass washed up on the beach is an unusual event.
Normally, whales in general, or orcas specifically, tend to become part of the food chain in the water, and they never come ashore. So you can get a lot of information from a necropsy.
Researchers were also lucky that the find was reported not long after the whale's death, and the carcass was in relatively good condition still. Holmes was part of the team that included scientists from the University of Washington who returned to the carcass to do a necropsy and bring back samples.
The whole process of going in and doing a necropsy on an animal that large would be very physically very similar to, I guess, butchering a moose, only another order of magnitude bigger. So a very large animal to take apart, and to get at it, you have to take off, you go from the outside in, including all the blubber. So there's a lot of physical labor involved. Then while you're doing that, you're looking for signs of what was the cause of death. I mean, so the whole time it isn't just taking it apart, but it's taking it apart with a lot of observation going on.
The female whale was identified as an offshore orca, documented as far back as the early 1990s. She had been sighted from California to the Bering Sea and was identified with a number 0059. Researchers compiled a report on the testing done on the samples this winter. Holmes says the whale had lost weight and had a lack of fat around its head.
All of this was before it died. I mean, it had lost a lot of body mass somewhere along the line. The necropsy itself showed that there was, besides the loss of blubber mass, that the animal was suffering from coronary artery disease and probably died. The actual event that killed it was probably a cerebral hemorrhage, something, a stroke. Was probably what killed it.
Holmes says it was unusual for an orca like this one, which usually stays offshore, to make its way into the inside waters in Portage Bay.
Because of the loss of tissue, the lack of body mass, the animal had been a long time between meals. And so I would suspect it was just trying to find food anywhere it could.
In its stomach, researchers found some kind of a marine vertebrae, probably from a seal. Offshore killer whales typically eat sharks and are different from the fish-eating resident whales or the marine mammal-eating transient orcas typically seen on the inside waters here in Southeast. This orca was probably at least 40 years old and had teeth that were flattened down to the gum line like other shark eaters. Female orcas can live about 50 years, but some may live as long as 100 years. This animal had had pregnancies during her lifetime, so she was an active part of a pod somewhere. Holmes and Roberge returned to Portage Bay to photograph the carcass again this winter. Holmes says the skeleton is still pretty much intact, picked pretty clean, with many wolf prints around it, but no bear tracks. The Petersburg Marine Mammal Center is a local nonprofit. It got started in the mid-1990s to help whale researchers who come to the area each year and also inform local residents and visitors about the marine mammal life in the area. The group will be holding its annual meeting during the first week in May and has invited NOAA Fisheries Marine Mammal Specialist Kate Savage to talk about the stranding network in the state and this particular orca. Holmes says the organization welcomes people who want to help out.
And those who want to take part in and learn more about the rest of it, the stranding event and the stranding network part of it, and undergo that training. We're always looking for people that want to give of their time.
For more information about the date and time for that upcoming annual meeting, you can check out the Marine Mammal Center's Facebook page. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.